quote, "Now that you can hear me in your mind, I know it's true that you're my mate, the Ooh. One fate." I knew I was going to get you. Hey.
Hey there, everybody.
This is ASMR with Sarah and Holmes.
We're going to whisper, for the entire podcast.
We're going to be so gentle. Welcome to Say Smut, a literary podcast for readers and non-readers.
Yeah, hey, thanks for being here today. That's Sarah, and she loves books.
And that's Hope. She loves talking to me about books. Each episode, I break down the plot of some pretty wild books to Hope, who has not read them. But Hope, for those listeners who maybe be listening in the future, maybe it's 2143 and they're listening to our podcast and they're like, why are they so gentle? It's because this is the week after the 2024 election.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just been embracing each other, embracing our loved ones. Mm-hmm. It's been a rough week, right?
Look. I feel like I can be honest here. It's a safe space. Yeah. I'm not in a great mood.
Mm-mm.
And that's okay. I'm just coming to you as I am.
Yeah.
And as I am right now is just like a little bummed out. And that's
The gauge of bumming is for sure full throttled for me. Mm-hmm. But you know, there's been so much talk about how to handle things post 2016, then post 2020, then post 2024. And now I'm like, I'm exhausted. But the important thing that Hope and I wanted to talk to you guys, all of you about is just that we want to be such a safe place for everybody. And especially for those who might feel really scared right now and really targeted or maybe uncomfortable, even just with the results. Wherever you're at on this journey this last week, you're safe here. And we just care and respect everybody for everyone. Like, we just want people to feel welcome here.
Yeah. Basically, the thing that's most important to me really in my whole life is making sure that A, I'm there for other people, and B, that people feel really just like comfortable and open to being themselves around me. Sarah and I both feel that way. And so, like, we just want you guys to feel like, hey, when I listen to Say Smut, a literary podcast for readers and non-readers, I feel like I can just really be my full 100% comfortable self. And that's really all I wanted to communicate to you guys, is that this is a open and safe space for you to love whatever it is you love and just absolutely be yourself.
Love whatever it is you love. And whoever you love and however you need to love them. And as, you know, as somebody who is queer in this community right now, as somebody who is a journalist right now, this is a really fucking weird time. Mm-hmm. I'll say it. And we're both women. Of course, we are white women. So, of course, there are other marginalized groups that are probably even more scared. So we just really want to be a safe space and be a place where people can come and just feel like they relax, or like listen to us and they can relax, because we're not going to judge. Unless you stick a corn cob up your vagina, then we have concerns, just for your well-being.
I've already told you once, there are corn cob shaped dildos for this exact purpose. You do not need to use the vegetable, and I have to insist that you do not.
Yes. And we just worry about your physical health, your mental health. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, we also are, well, I shouldn't say more importantly, but also importantly, we are concerned about the war on books, it feels like. Mm-hmm. Can we tag that term? There is such a debate right now happening online of like, we need to keep politics out of books, which is so crazy. As a generation that was raised on like the Hunger Games and like...
Right.
All of these books that were highly political and highly critical of governments, we can't say that. Yeah. And if you can't put that together, you know, you can't see the Fahrenheit 451 of it all, or like the, you know, the Margaret Atwood's Handmaid's Tale of it all, like, that's fine. Okay. But then let's make it really, really literal and talk about book banning, because I'm going to go out on a limb here, that if you're listening to this podcast, you think smut is cool.
If not, honestly, send us an email, because I would love to know what brought you here and why you stayed.
Let's do a case study on that. I'm sure.
Absolutely no judgment, just sincerely, sincerely interested.
But at the same time, if you're like worried about books getting banned, they're getting banned for crazy shit. If you think they're not going to ban smut books, that's also crazy. There's also some wild shit already happening with Amazon shutting down smut books for Kindles. I know that those are private companies. They can decide what's on their apps and stuff, but like, it's just going to get worse. And I know everyone's talking, well, you know, banned books are only happening in schools. No, they're not. As somebody who, my hometown was trying to ban books from our public library that were in the adult section, it is insane to me that this is happening. You know, people who say that this is not a political issue, it quite literally is.
Yeah.
So I want to lead into Hope's research, which is not about our book today, but how you can help the war on books. Oh, you literally wrote War on Books in our document.
I assumed you were inspired by my title.
No, I wasn't. Maybe like some subconscious of me like read it at some point and was like, we should do that. Mm-hmm. So Hope, will you tell us how we can support those fighting against book bans?
Yes, absolutely. So first, I'm happy to tell you that there are a lot of different groups who are doing this. So it's not just us on a small podcast trying to save all the books from being banned. We're not alone. There are a ton of advocacy groups like the American Library Association, the Freedom to Read Foundation, the National Coalition Against Censorship, American Booksellers Foundation for Free Expression, the American Civil Liberties Union, the First Amendment Center. All of these groups are already very actively working to, you know, keep books from being banned. I focused in on what is essentially a group of all of these groups, which is Unite Against Book Bans. And the American Library Association is very involved in this. So just for some, I was going to say numbers for fun, but it's just kind of not fun. Just some numbers to prove a point.
Yeah.
The American Library Association reported that 1,247 attempts to censor library books and resources occurred in 2023. This is despite the fact that 71% of voters oppose efforts to remove books from public libraries and 67% of voters oppose efforts to remove books from school libraries. Unite Against Book Bans is a group of both national and local level organizations who are combining forces to stop book bans in the United States and to help people stand up for books that are being asked to be banned. So they have a ton of different resources on their website. I'll give the URL in a little bit. The biggest thing and my favorite thing is that they have book resumes, which are essentially you can pull up a web page and they have a bunch of different books that have been like called into question or banned. And it will show you a document of basically a bunch of different materials to help a teacher or a parent or a librarian vouch for that book as it's facing censorship. So for example, you can pull up the book, and I did this, the book resume for Last Week Tonight with John Oliver Presents A Day in the Life of Marlon Brando, which is a really great book about former Vice President Mike Pence's pet rabbit, whose name is Marlon Brando.
Incredible.
It's, I believe, a spoof of a book that was written by his daughter and illustrated by his wife about like the vice president, like he actually has a rabbit named Marlon Brando. And so they had written like what the vice president's day is like from the perspective of the rabbit. And in this Last Week Tonight spin on it, it's about Marlon Brando having a same-sex romance with a rabbit named Wesley.
No, that's so iconic.
It's very cute. And the illustrations are very cute. So the resume for that book includes its synopsis, various reviews for the book and praise that the books have received from a bunch of different organizations. Interestingly, I think I saw a like snippet of praise for this Marlon Brando book from a library in my hometown, which is so interesting to me.
I love that.
But yeah, it'll just like, if the National Coalition Against Censorship has written a statement of support for that book, it will be included in the book report. Basically, it's just a bunch of resources to help you make the case for why that book shouldn't be banned. United Against Book Bans also has like a ton of book ban data, ways to contact decision makers, ways to start grassroots organizing against book banning, and all kinds of stuff. And there are, like I said before, a ton of groups in partnership with this. So I couldn't list them all because there's like a bajillion, yeah. But a couple of big ones, if you feel like you'd like some accreditation to what I'm talking about, include, as I said before, the American Library Association, the ACLU, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, Authors Against Banned Books, GLAAD, Human Rights Campaign Foundation, Interfaith Alliance, and like an unbelievable amount of state level library associations are all in on this, and they help contribute to the like resumes for the books and compile all of this information. In addition, I would just kind of generally be remiss not to mention the Digital Public Library of America's Banned Book Club, which I think has been being talked about a lot, but essentially it lets readers access banned books for free via an app. So any book that's been banned out of a school or whatever is made digitally available through this source. So I would recommend checking out first for the banned books, the bannedbookclub.info. And then if you would like to have more information about Unite Against Book Bans, then you can go to uniteagainstbookbans.org. And that's my research.
I love that. Thank you. I think we posted on our Instagram story a list of banned books within the last, I think, last 2023 year, during the 2023 year. And so if you guys have the spending abilities and power, purchase some of those books. Go put them in little free libraries. If you're like me, when they were doing a ton of book banning about a year ago, put a little note inside the book saying, hey, our local schools or local library wants to, or they want to ban this from our local school, local library. Please read it and make your own opinions. And then I stuck it in there and stuck it into some little free libraries around my community. So yeah. Do that. I think, you know, anybody who's scared of books, I'm just going to also remind you that, you know, Nazis burned books too. So we'll just leave her there.
I'm just going to set that down. And if you pick it up, that's for you to decide.
You just do with it what you want. But we're going to roll into this book for this week. And it's a very, very special surprise for Miss Hope.
It is. I have no idea what this is going to be about.
Because
even more than normal.
For those who don't know, I once upon a time was hosting the podcast without Hope because she was on vacation, and I chose a book that she specifically wanted. She got mad at me that I did without her because she was like, I really wanted to do that book. So this is me making it up to her. We did that research, but we are now not having her do another research for the actual book content. You also, Hope, if you recall, last week we did a If You Like This, Try That.
Yes.
Mini episode. And you said maybe you should do something queer next week.
I did say that, didn't I? And
I don't back down from a challenge.
Good.
So I found a wonderful book that the only content warning is sexual content. Okay.
Nice.
It's called Handle Me by the author who goes by Unfortunate Reads. And this book's rating is a 3.88 out of 5 on Storygraph and a 4 out of 5 on Goodreads.
I already feel the high scores building in my body.
Do you?
Just without any context whatsoever, I can start to feel it.
I feel high scores, but then I also know what the cover looks like, and that kind of, now that's going to kind of nosedive for me a little.
That's okay.
Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about Unfortunate Reads. This is from her Amazon bio. Her name is actually Cassie. Cassie is an ADHD millennial mom of one from Baltimore who loves craft beer and chaos.
Ooh.
Though she runs the Unfortunate Reads page, she reads and enjoys more than just the absolute unhinged stories. She likes her books extra spicy with a special fondness for PNR, sci-fi, and why choose romances. Cassie is a sex-positive, feminist, LGBTQIA ally who supports indie authors and human artists. She loves to interact with the Bookstagram book talk communities. There is no room for disparagement of books, authors, or readers on her page. Reading is reading. She began publishing in 2024 and quickly caught the writing bug. She is also a narrator and generally can't pick one facet of a book world to stay in. So that is about Cassie. I have a deep, deep, deep feeling in my soul that I'm going to return to some of her books.
Ooh.
In the near future, maybe as soon as next month. But
ooh.
We've got, I went down a rabbit hole on Amazon last night, finding stuff on Kindle Unlimited that for the holiday season, because we all know.
Oh my God. We all know.
We all know.
We don't even need to say it because we all know.
So what I deliver to you today is a hockey male-male romance.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So I will say that the best part is this book kickstarted with a dedication to the Flippin' Through Fiction podcast, because I guess they kind of came up with this story on the podcast with this author, which is our dream.
Like, that's true. To have an idea so out there, but so enjoyable, yes, that someone needs to turn it into a book.
So then the author says, sorry to all my former teammates. You may want to skip this one. Okay.
Amazing.
Hope, were you ever involved with like sports or theater or anything growing up?
Yes to both. I was, I tried probably every sport you can try in elementary school up through like junior high. And then in high school, I did none of those and did choir and band and theater instead.
Yeah, I did. I was more on the drama side of things. I did do cheerleading. Mm-hmm. And like I said, like, I think you kind of run through some of the stuff when you're younger. You know, you do the t-ball,
yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
Okay. When you were in some of those event type stuff, did you have like a pre-event tradition you stuck with? Like something you had to listen to, you had to eat, anything like that?
No. As a kid, I was desperately anxious.
Severely anxious.
No, I'm even more so, but it just manifests differently. No, I don't have a lot of memory of like, I don't think I ever had a pregame routine for anything, but also I was very small when I did most sports. So I did like a dad's club soccer team. I did like t-ball and town ball, softball and volleyball and like basketball teams, but never in a way that required like a ton of practicing and then like the same kind of, I don't know, like going into a locker room and warm it. I don't know. It wasn't as big of a deal. If I didn't cry at one of the games in any of those sports, that's a pretty good day.
No, that's so good. I had severe stage fright as a kid. Like severe, where I would walk off stage sometimes because I was so anxious. Now I can get up in front of a crowd of any people and talk. Thank you for just pushing me through that trauma. But I was kind of like a post event. Like we always went for ice cream after a concert, like always went for ice cream. We always did X, Y, or Z, right? But we are going to open this book. It's a dual point of view book, which means we have both main characters' points of view. Mm-hmm. But we're going to start with our first male main character, Jace Masterson. Okay. Mm-hmm. He is a hockey god for all intents and purposes. Like he is one of the hottest players in Toronto. He's got a huge game tonight. However, he's running late, right? So in my mind, as somebody whose mom was always late to things, and then I was subsequently always late to things, I get so anxious if I'm like terribly late, right? You just feel like everything's off, right? You're kind of running through, you're grabbing your shit. You're trying to get out the door. You think you forgot five things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is our boy, Jace. He's running into the locker room. He's trying to prep all of his gear, how he wants it, but it's not quite, you know, he's just not quite doing the calm, cool routine that he normally does. Okay.
And how could you?
No. Would you like to meet our second character?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I'm going to start with the second main character's first quote of the book. Okay. Sorry. I'm going to have a hard time with this one. Okay. Keeping a straight face. Quote, calloused hands caress my shaft, startling me from a peaceful slumber. I love being woken up this way. Jace Masterson is a god, skilled with his hands and sporting a deliciously dirty mouth. He's one of the most sought after men in Toronto, and he's mine, end quote. I'm going to continue that quote, and you just go buzz when you're ready to buzz in, when you think you know who our second main character is, okay?
Okay.
Quote, as the light floods my senses, I'm knocked off kilter when Jay swings me around roughly, pushing me against the cinder block wall. Smells of sweat, ice, and rubber assault my senses like a raging river, washing over me.
Buzz, I assume it's a hockey stick because it has a shaft.
Ding, 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 ding. You win. You wrote the book.
For a little bit, I thought maybe it would be a human dude, and I hadn't considered that it would be a dude
hockey stick.
This is a sentient romance.
Yay!
Let's add it to our list. Yes, I'm going to finish the quote quickly. Washing over me and reminding me where I am. If I could smile, I would. I love it here. I love Jace, but most of all, I love how Jace handles me. Mm-hmm. So yes, it is in fact Jace's hockey stick.
Incredible.
Now, out on the ice, Jace and Stick, because that's what we're going to call him for the rest. Okay.
I was going to ask if there was a name mm-hmm. for Stick. But
they have a rough game. Jace just wants to go home, put up his feet, and watch some Reba. Like, we all do.
Who among us doesn't want to do that?
Exactly. So when he pulls in, like, he gets done with the game, he's kind of drained. He pulls into the garage, and he does one of those mental checks of, like, yeah, I could bring in all my shit and put it all away and wash it and stuff. Or I could just go pass out on the couch, right? Mm-hmm. And just deal with it later.
True.
I am Jace in the sense of, like, I can't really leave anything under. Like, I'll come home from a big trip. I'll get done driving, like, 6 hours. And I'll need to put all of my stuff away right when I get home before I can relax.
Plus, all of that hockey gear is going to stay.
Yes, which is addressed. That he's like, I will deal with this later. But then he's walking inside and he grabs the doorknob and he's about to go in. But then he stops and there's something nagging at him. Like, I should bring my stuff in. I should bring my stuff. I don't want to leave it out there. I don't want to leave it out there. That's so weird. And then he was like, it's probably just my anxiety. I'll talk about it with my therapist. Like, my anxiety's been really triggered lately. Ditto, my boy.
No kidding.
And he's like, I'll talk about it with my therapist in my next session. And so he's like, I'll just bring the equipment in. So he brings the equipment in and sets the stick up next to the wall. I should note now that this isn't just any stick. Would you like a description of our hockey stick?
Always.
What if you just said no? And you're like,
yeah, what if I was like, no, I famously hate detail. So don't describe anything to me.
It is a brand new prototype given to him by Tower Sticks. And that's Sticks with an X. For him, he's going to use this and endorse the product, essentially, right? And so it's sleek black carbon fiber with a digital pattern in bright green. And it also has his name and number running along, like, the shaft of it. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, I guess. Also, I'm also going to remind you, if you haven't, like, I know we all know what a hockey stick looks like, but, like, go and look at a picture of a hockey stick for a second, because let's not forget that there's kind of like that bulge at the top.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then people typically wrap it. Wrap their hockey sticks for grip. Mm-hmm. So as we go through the rest of the book, just have, like, a good clear picture in your head of what stick looks like.
I will. I watched a lot of hockey in college.
I read a lot of hockey romances and do not watch hockey. So that's as much as I can give you. But now that you've got a picture of Stick, you can see it leaning against his wall. Jace is showered. He's getting in his comfy clothes. He's got a beer. He's getting sat on the couch. And he's, like, still a little wired from the game. We all get that way, right? Like, after something, even if it's bad, it's still exhilarating. And you're just kind of like, okay.
Right.
So he's like, I'll masturbate. Right.
Obviously.
Clearly, he's like, I'll get it over with. So he goes into his private tab on his phone, opens up his favorite porn site, and he's searching videos, right? He's scrolling. MILF? Nah, not tonight. Threesome? No, I don't think so. Stepsister? No, that's not going to do it. Okay, so frustrated, he thinks, you know what? I'll text one of the puck bunnies for a good sexting session. Do you know
puck bunnies?
Do you know what a puck bunny is?
Yeah, I just assume that's the hockey version of a jersey chaser. It's just someone who, like, tries to date hockey players.
Exactly. It's like a girl who is, like, a fangirl of hockey players, and she's, like, down to fuck anytime. So he's going through all these names, and he decides to text Geneva, who is known for always sending the best nudes. Of course.
You know.
Yeah. When she's texted, she's called upon, she delivers, she gives him a good nude.
She's like, I'm here to give you exclusively to give you good nudes, and I will not disappoint you this time.
That is on my resume, actually. Yeah. It's my excellent nudes.
Yeah. I put it on my LinkedIn under skills, and I actually asked you to endorse it as a skill, and I'm waiting for you to reply to that. So
I was just about to make that same exact.
Yeah. Thing. Please endorse my skill on LinkedIn.
So it's the first sex she sends is not what he's expecting. It shows her on her knees riding a hockey stick.
Fascinating.
And I can only imagine like Harry Potter Quidditch.
Yeah, there's not like a ton to ride, but I'm sure you can make it work.
Sure.
Sure.
So then she's like, I've been practicing my next one I'm sending to you. And she sends another one, and now she's on her back, feet on the floor, and is penetrating herself with the hockey stick.
Interesting.
I know what you were going to say, which is like, please don't stick sweaty hockey sticks up here.
I guess maybe we should just start doing a like, please do not try this at home disclaimer on our podcast. Don't do that either.
But I will say that the author note at the very beginning did say not to shove items up your hoo-has or anything.
Don't do it.
So Jace glances over at the hockey stick and he's like, I wonder. And so we're going to switch to Sticks POV, in which he's just happy to be in the house. I mean, he's never made it this far.
Yeah.
He's like,
I mean,
I've been stuck in that trunk more times than not. And he's like, I'm so excited. And now Jace is making eyes at me. I don't know what to do with this information. I will note here that they claim that Jace has quote unquote bronze skin. So I'd like to believe that he is maybe a person of color if we're going to discuss diversity.
But white, maybe, who could say?
Hopefully. So Jace brings the stick over to the couch, strips himself naked, and starts stroking the shaft of the stick with the tape wrapped around it like he's teasing it.
Interesting.
Okay, fine.
Sure.
And now he's stroking both himself and the stick. And when he drops stick and like starts walking away, stick is devastated.
What a tease.
Yeah, but it's not long until Jace comes back with a bottle of lube.
Oh.
Of course, we all know where this is going, right? Yeah, like, this is not going to be anything shocking.
No.
Because he lubes up the stick and himself. And as you might have guessed, he fucks himself with a stick.
Yeah. I would hope so.
I will note, because we always love to analyze how an author refers to body parts, that stick refers to Jace's penis as a, quote, ruddy mushroom.
Yikes. Wow, what an absolute bummer if you found out that that's how someone referred to your dick.
No, that would be so sad.
Absolutely devastating.
Ruddy mushroom.
Absolutely devastating.
So I'm also confused about the anatomy of a hockey stick. Okay, if you're going to take a hockey stick up the ass, if you...
yeah.
Things no, I never thought
I'm here
I'd
to
say.
Play with you in the space.
Thank you.
Yes, okay. And.
Yes, anding. If you're going to fuck yourself in the ass with a hockey stick, I'm thinking you're on all fours.
Yeah.
Because you've got to reach back there.
Yeah. I mean, practically that would be, I think, the easiest path to insertion.
But
maybe it is. Maybe it's not.
Also, I don't know the anatomy of a hockey stick, but stick feels a drop of pre-cum on his quote unquote surface. So I don't know how the pre-cum would drop down, because that's how gravity works. It goes down. If the stick's face is like the blade of the hockey stick, how is that underneath him enough? That's what I'm confused about.
There's not really a lot of positions where that makes sense in my head. But I think that's maybe just because I need a diagram in front of me to really make it make sense.
You should make a picture.
Oh boy.
No, I mean, not, I can not try, of this sex but... scene. But you could do it of stick. Either way, he decides to kind of Jace decides to move his position, and now he is on all fours. And he's got one hand holding himself up, and he's like, I kind of look like a yoga pose almost.
Sure.
He's like, I've got one hand holding up my chest area, right, on the floor.
Yep.
And I've got one hand behind me pumping in the stick. Okay. Yeah. So he's not touching himself.
Right.
Okay. And he decides, because let's remember that there's that tape wrapped around the top. So it's giving.
Gotta get a grip.
Yeah. For her pleasure, ribbed for her.
Hey,
for Jesus' pleasure.
Sure. If that's how that works.
And he decides he can't figure out how deep he should go with it. And he, this is
interesting.
I have a feeling in my soul that this is going to be your say smut moment.
All right.
But he decides that he's going to go until the end of the tape, which is about 8 inches into his ass.
This can't be his first rodeo, right?
No, I know.
Right?
Look at a picture of a hockey stick. There's like that nub at the top.
Was there a scene about doing poppers that you just didn't include?
Like, he talked about kind of like rubbing it up against until it like gave way. But like, I have to imagine this man has been active in the anal scene before.
I would think so. I mean, if not, what an incredible first timer.
What an incredible, like, fast learner, easy adapter. Put that on your LinkedIn.
Yeah.
You know what? Stick will endorse that.
Stick endorses
that. He firsthand experienced it. So he gets all 8 inches into his ass.
Crazy. That's fascinating.
No, it's so wild. And Jace hears a voice in his head.
Oh, no.
No, yeah. No, I'm going to let you know that this is going to go so fast and it's going to be so crazy from here on out. Okay, so Jace hears a voice in his head saying, quote, "No one is here but us, Jace. Ride me. Use me for your pleasure," end quote.
Ooh, no.
Jace is like, yeah, definitely need to talk to the therapist about that later. But okay, I guess the voice is right. I guess this is my subconscious. I guess that's telling me. And he keeps on being like, I feel like I should be ashamed. But I'm not. I'm going to keep fucking myself in the ass.
Don't be.
Don't be. Again, safe space here. Mm-hmm. We want you all to feel comfortable with us. So Jace describes, like I said, himself in this yoga pose.
Yeah.
And the friction's becoming rougher. And I'm not a scientist. I think we've established that numerous times on this podcast. But the friction is becoming rougher because the tape on the handle absorbed the lube. I don't think that's hold on. Unless it's like that weird fabric tape. You know what I mean?
Sure.
If it's like a weird fabric-y tape, then yeah, I suppose.
I just don't think that's a really confusing way to describe it.
So he's like, I need to put more lube on the stick to shove it in further.
I mean, I think we could all agree, no matter what, more lube is good.
So yeah.
For sure, I endorse that on your LinkedIn.
But he is scared to pull it all the way out because he's like, I do, like, I've stretched myself enough now. I'm scared to, like, get it all the way out and get it all the way in. So he pulls it out to, like, the very end, like, just the tip, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just the tip.
Yep, just the
and
tip.
And, again, I want you to imagine him in, like, this weird doggy style that he's pulled it out, and now he's grabbing the thing of lube, and he's putting it on the stick while it's still kind of inside him.
So the craziest amount of gymnastics I've ever heard.
You know, yeah, I'm saying he needs to switch sports. This man is so flexible. Yeah,
hockey. Flexibility. If you're a goalie, you got to be flexible. Maybe is he a goalie?
I don't think he's a goalie, but that was not distinguished either. So
I'm sure you got to be flexible for other parts of hockey too. Anyway, continue.
So he puts more on and then he shoves it back in. All right. Uh-huh. So literally, I feel like I'm clenching myself.
Sure. Yeah. I mean,
thinking about 8 inches
is like pretty nuts.
No, it's so bad. Not bad in a bad way. Just like me pseudo feeling these feelings is weird. Okay. So it's not long until he hits his prostate or something and ejaculates. Again, I don't know the male anatomy. We all barely know the female anatomy. So I don't know how a prostate works that you just touch it.
I don't know either.
Hey, could we get your doctor husband? No. Could your doctor husband explain to us how a prostate works, please?
I have any questions. He probably could.
He probably could, actually. But I just think it's crazy because his whole thing is like, I can't believe I'm going to ejaculate without even touching myself. Because let's remember, one hand is on the floor and the other one is pumping himself. Oh my God, no. You're about to show me something.
The only question is if he has incredibly long arms.
Yes.
Then way beyond his back and up. So he's got like legs, one arm, second arm up here holding. This is a very poorly drawn hockey stick.
Yeah, and no, I'm seeing what you're saying.
You have to have like the longest arms to reach back. I was just calculating that in my brain.
But
trying to figure it out. And that's what the conclusion I've come to.
But again, it's like so long that I feel like you'd have to like shimmy it up there because your arm's not that long to go back and just like shove it.
No, I'm saying I'm specifically claiming that this hockey player has Michael Jordan at the end of Space Jam, long, stretchy arms.
Yeah, sorry. Me just leaning over to see if I could like reach behind my ass.
Get it up there.
Okay.
Like super extension. Very last bucket.
This book is actually Michael Phelps's book. It's his memoir.
Ooh, another long wingspan. Yeah, that's like what I'm saying. Michael Phelps style arms.
I don't think hockey players are known for their wingspan, though. So correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, so he hits his prostate. He ejaculates without touching his own penis. He's like, wow, that was crazy. That's not concerning. What's concerning is that he feels, quote, an ice-cold liquid erupt into my channels, and I hear my subconscious moaning my name, end quote.
Not your channels.
And this is when Jay starts thinking that his hockey stick just came in his ass.
I could see where you'd come to that really logical conclusion. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now we're going to switch to Stick's point of view. So Stick says, Stick says into Jace's mind, quote, Jace, it's me. We just made love. Please don't shut me out. I won't be able to stand it. I love you.
Wow. Clingy much?
Boy, we hooked up one time. And so Jace is so startled, he passes out. And Stick was scared that he kind of killed him, but that's fine because Jace immediately comes back. But while Jace is passed out and Stick is evaluating his life right now, he was like, wow, that was great sex. Except for I wish he would have taken me out of these sweaty wrappings, like the tape that was around him. Quote, I wish I was bare for him, that this layer of tape wasn't in the way.
Yeah, the tape's like a condom and he's complaining about it.
But then it's clearly not a condom because he's still spurt whatever.
That's true.
Frozen jizz into him. Like, I don't
magical
know.
Magical ice jizz from the hockey
literally
rink.
Biofreeze in him. I don't know.
Don't put biofreeze up your butthole. Please, I can't believe I have to say that on this podcast. That's crazy.
So Jace wakes up and shit is about to get wild because first, we automatically know that Stick is a masculine figure. And I'm assuming that's because Jace felt him ejaculate, but I can't confirm. We just automatically know.
I think it's
his pronouns are he, him.
I think it's just Stick's energy.
Yeah. Yeah. So then Stick drops this bomb on him. Okay. Quote, now that you can hear me in your mind, I know it's true that you're my mate. The one fate. I knew it was going to get you. Okay.
Continue. Yeah. My mate.
No, for sure. So that you are my mate, the one fated to me by higher powers we cannot even begin to understand.
Which is good so that I don't have to explain them in this book or podcast.
Yes! wait, but I am going to give you a little explanation. Okay. Great. He goes on to explain, quote, the creator made me just for you. He told me the day would come when you would accept me into your body, your soul. I didn't think he meant it literally in your body, but I'm not complaining. I'm yours, Jace. Always have been, always will be. Then Jace says, the creator, like God? Stick says, no, Jace, Tower Sticks, the creator.
You know, the company. Very familiar with your asshole.
Stop. Let me get through this quote.
Oh no. Continue. No,
we're not done. We are not done. Okay. No Jace Tower Sticks with an X. Mm-hmm. The creator, not any god you may be speaking of. He created me for you, gave me life so I could be there for you, then made inferior clones of me to send out around the world. But there is only one of me, just as there's only one of you.
Well, I don't have any follow-up questions. Mm-mm. I think that's pretty straightforward.
No, I think that's so straightforward. Yeah, because that makes complete Tower sense. Sticks is God. Mm-hmm. That is what I've taken away.
Intimately familiar with Jace's butthole and what it needs.
So
just for him.
Jace cleans the stick up and stick is like, that was some nice aftercare. Thank you. So mm-hmm. then, but Jace says, I need some time to think about what this is. I can't think about this right now.
I need like a week. So just to really make sure this is what I want.
And I think that this is pretty much a slap in the face, but he puts stick in the equipment rack in the garage for 5 days. He's like, I tracked each sunset under the garage door. I'm like, that's holding a captive.
Criminal.
Stick deserves better accommodations. Put him in the guest room. I don't care what you got to do, but putting him in an equipment rack in the garage.
Bare minimum, prop him up in the corner of your living room, which is nice.
You don't
want
him staring at you. Like,
you're not living in, well, you live in the living room, but you know what I mean? It's just like not going to spend all day there all the time.
Yeah, no. So finally, Jace retrieves Stick from the garage and brings him into the house and onto the couch. He's stripping off his clothes like manically while he's telling him, I can't stop thinking about you. I dream of you. Mm-hmm. I even tried to fuck a puck bunny to erase you from my system, end quote. And immediately Stick is like, I can't believe his infidelity. Literally used the word infidelity.
That's interesting.
Again, you guys have fucked one time.
It's a very different process also. It's just like completely separate parts being involved all the way around.
So, but Jace assures him that he couldn't go through with it with the puck bunny. So he didn't actually cheat.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Then Jace asks for consent from Stick. And Stick is like, yes. And it isn't long before Jace is giving the Stick a blowjob. Again, I want to emphasize that I don't know how we automatically know the autonomy of Stick and we didn't communicate with Stick. Hey, am I sucking your dick or is this like your finger? Like, where is this? Does this smell good?
I need you to know that it would have to be like the top end of the hockey stick because the bottom end is so wide.
So I'm picturing the bottom end is
it would be like
the face.
Like, so, well, yeah.
Because I'll explain something here in a second that will make more sense.
Like, if you were going to give it sweet smooches, you would have it so that the bottom end is turned up towards your face. Okay.
How do you kiss a hockey stick? That's what
I just told you.
Thank you. So it isn't long before he's giving a blowjob. And then he lubes up Stick before he puts his own dick on Stick's shaft and then uses his hand around both the stick and his dick to rub them both off.
Probably very difficult to hold a hockey stick up like that to do that, but
yeah. Amazing. So then Jace stuffs the blade of the hockey stick between couch cushions. So it's like sticking out, and Stick says that he's plunged into darkness. So that's why I think the blade is his face.
Yeah.
And then when he stuck him into the cushion, I was kind of like, is this BDSM for a hockey stick?
Really?
Like,
because when he stuck it into the cushion, I thought, is this a book by J.D. Vance?
Oh. I'm not commenting. I saved the political stuff for the beginning of this podcast. I cannot do this. Okay, but I can't wait to tell you that there are... Don't give me that look. You're giving me a look that's so ornery looking.
I said what I said. What's happening is that as you are trying to very frantically scramble for the thing that I've said in my head, I'm going, bitch, I said what I said. I'm having like a Doja Cat moment.
But remember our bestie, Vera Valentine, who wrote the Door book? She did push in cushions.
And it's based off of J.D. Vance Smut. Not J.D. Vance, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like the joke around J.D. Vance couch cushion. Yes.
Incredible.
I want to say that that was hers. Okay. Pushin Cushions. Vera Valentine. I think I just want to double check that before I just spout off her name. Yes, it was Vera Valentine and Unfortunate Reads. So the girl we're reading right now.
Oh my gosh.
Besties. Okay, we are at the very end of our story. So I'm going to rush through this and you're going to be shocked.
Okay, I can't because I've been totally with it this whole time. Yes. Nothing has fazed me.
As you can, so he stuffs the blade into the couch cushion. So the stick is just hanging out. Mm-hmm. And you can guess that he penetrates himself with a stick.
Yeah,
and
he backs it up.
They both ejaculate. And then Jace says when they're done, quote, "I don't know what you are, what we are, but I can't bear to be apart from you. We'll figure this out together," end mm-hmm. quote. Mm-hmm. The end.
That's too bad because I have absolutely got to know how the hockey stick jizzes and what it's made up of. And I'm sad to not know that.
Yeah. I want to know that he played with that hockey stick for the rest of his professional career, that then they retired and went to a ranch in Montana together, mm-hmm. that they died at an old age holding each other's shafts.
Yeah, holding each other's shafts. That makes sense.
I want, give me one more chapter of like 2 pages because this was a 37-page book. Incredible. So like, give me 2 more pages. Just give me a little more.
They're
just,
out on just a ranch, more. Looking over all the land they own.
And
their
sometimes
little tiny hockey stick son with human arms and human legs walks up. Together they stand a beautiful hockey human hybrid family.
And sometimes when their back pond freezes over, they'll go out and play a little hockey, just them two.
Mm-hmm.
So that is our book hope.
And it's deeply pornographic because inherently he's got hands on stick shafts and stick's gonna come every time.
No, he's so aroused 24/7. Hope, did that make up?
Yeah, that was great.
I thought you would enjoy that. I mean, it's not as good as like maybe Lamp Smut. I don't know. I don't know how this compares. I don't think you can compare a hockey stick to a lamp.
It's, you know, it's two different flavors of it really is
apples and oranges. But diversity, again, we kind of talked about him being described as bronze, but at least we had a male-male romance.
Mm-hmm.
We had lots of anal.
So much
anal. Plot. Can't tell me there was one. There was no internal struggle, and you cannot tell me there was one.
Well, there was an internal struggle because for 5 days, Jace had to think about whether or not he was going to continue to fuck a hockey stick. So there was a lot of question of identity there that happened, needed to find himself.
That's fine. No, I'm sorry. I can't. I'll give it a... You know what? Here's how I'm going to validate giving it a higher score, okay?
The hockey stick has so much lore about his creation and carbon copy making.
We have a creator. We have some sort of corporate bullshit trying to come up with your fated mate.
Mates.
Inanimate object.
Mm-hmm.
It is okay. I'm giving it a 4. I just want to give this one a high one. I'm gonna rig the system.
A 5 because you knew I would.
Okay, fair. Smut. I'm giving it a 5.
Yeah.
I mean, what we did with it is what we did. I don't know what more we could have done.
I agree.
They did
more with it than I thought of. So
what it was more?
I do, because of the weight of a hockey stick. I guess I wasn't envisioning the shaft side by side. That seems like it would be hard to balance.
Mm-hmm.
I wish the podcasters could see how I'm holding my hands right now to try and demonstrate what I mean.
But he's got big hands with that big wingspan.
That's true. It would just be a lot because they're really long. So like, a lot to balance.
So I also think it was fun that we had the girl fucking herself with a hockey stick first.
Yeah, everyone can ride a stick. I still don't recommend it.
Yeah, there are toys for that. You have the cover there for you. I will say there is another type of cover. Will you describe this one for us?
This cover, I will say, already has more detail than I was even anticipating.
Okay.
Because I was just kind of expecting a actual picture of a hockey stick on like a nice background.
Yeah. But just shoved into a cushion.
just a bubble. No, that's not what I expected. I love what we have. So it says unfortunate reads up the top, but the background is like a light blue, icy.
Yeah.
There's like detail on it that makes it look kind of like it's ice. And then on what I assume is a grip wrapped hockey stick handle, it says, "Handle me." And then under it, it says a MM sentient hockey stick romance. And then underneath that, we have a illustrated dude. This is, I assume, Jace. He's got like cool parted dark hair and he's wearing a unzipped hoodie. He's very slight.
He's very jeans.
Has his elbow leaned up on a hockey stick and it's got bright green grip tape on it. And you don't see the head of stick, but presumably this is stick's dick we're looking at right now. I guess it's just a hockey dick.
I want you to know that Goodreads has a feature where you can see what people have highlighted specifically, like on the Kindle and stuff. Uh-huh. This has one singular highlight, and the highlight is at 53% of the book. Which, by the way, this is a 37-page book. Mm-hmm. It says, "Holy shit, I'm fucking my hockey stick." That's all that's highlighted. Which I think summarizes it so well. What are you going to give that cover?
I'm very impressed with it. I was expecting it to be not even as detailed as that, so I am going to give it a 4.
4. That just caught you shy of being a 100% fresh.
That's true.
100% fresh. That's pretty rough. Okay. I'm going to add these up quickly because I am so behind. Okay, I'm at 80% and you are at 93%. So that's pretty, but I mean, that's pretty good.
Polite applause all around.
Look, and this book wasn't trying to be anything it was not trying to be. You know what I mean? Like, this book literally was like, hey, this is a funny concept. Let's do it.
And it was exactly what I dreamed it would be.
Yeah.
Once I knew what the premise was.
Again, I want 2 more pages at the end. Just tell me what he did with his career.
I would take a part 2. I would like a follow-up.
I would also love to know how was it for them to work together. You know what I mean? You know, lovers working together can be a really complex concept. What is your Saysma moment?
Oh, man. So much of it. I guess the part that was craziest to me was the deep lore about the master. I mean, obviously.
We didn't need to put a Fated Mates into this. It didn't need it. But we did it.
I loved it. So.
No, it was so fun. I can't believe he took 8 inches up his ass. I'm stuck on.
That also is a whole different kind of say smart for me as well. Yeah, that's pretty wild.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. Also, I hope his career got better after that one game because clearly had a rough game. Yeah.
Yeah, so. He had a rough game before, but this should be better.
Well, I hope that this makes up for us doing the light me up or whatever the Sabrina Cross book was. And you can follow us, if you so choose, on TikTok or Instagram at SaySmutPodcast. Additionally, we'd love to hear your book recommendations. So send those our way via email at SaySmutPodcast@gmail.com. Because we're entering the holiday season, I'm making my list. I'm checking it twice for this podcast of what we're going to cover.
Get ready.
I'm very excited. I have some really good ones coming up. So we'd also love it if you'd pop us a rating or review on the podcast platform of your choosing. But remember, this is an enemies to lovers arc. So if you don't love us, come back and try us again. Or just don't. That's fine. You don't have to.
Look, you don't have to be our fated mate, but you could at least be polite.
But what if we told you right now that we're fated mates and the creator made us for you?
That could be.
So you can't reject us. Just put us in a garage for 5 to 10 business days.
Yeah, take 5 days to think on it. We're going to sit in your garage and count the sun rises.
We're going to sit in your garage, turn on the car. And no, I'm so sorry. It's getting so dark. All right. Anyway, thank you and stay smutty.
Stay smutty. Lube your stick up.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.